I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Investigators on the case in South River, New Jersey, where a house exploded. Let's go to the scene for our Roger Stern.
Susan, a terrifying evening at this cul-de-sac on Continental Court. An explosion killing one man and critically injuring another. This neighbor spoke to Channel 2 News.
This was so powerful that the house really shook. I really thought it was going to be another earthquake.
No one's sure what caused the blast. South River Mayor Peter Gundy.
It was a horrific sight to see a house completely flat. All the houses around the neighbors were blown out. Windows, cars, garage doors were pushed in.
The victim identified as 62-year-old Kevin Gilbert. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in South River, New Jersey.
We are learning more about the cop who fired a gun while clearing out Hamilton Hall at Columbia University during the protesting. The NYPD says the weapon, which had a flashlight mounted on top, went off accidentally, struck a frame in the wall a few feet away. The bullet did not strike anyone, and there were no other injuries as a result. The incident was caught on the officer's body cam. The Manhattan DA says it's investigating, including why what happened was not immediately disclosed. A pro-Palestinian encampment that was up for 3 days at Rutgers has now been dismantled. That was after demonstrators reached a deal with that school ahead of a 4 p.m. deadline. That included creating an Arab cultural center on campus, establishing a partnership with Berzeit University in the West Bank, and releasing a statement acknowledging the ongoing genocide against Palestinians. The school did not agree to divest from companies that do business with Israel or to end their partnership with Tel Aviv University, but said they would review both. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer announcing federal dollars to beef up security at houses of worship in the Garden State.
And again, this is all about helping religious institutions combat hate and address the pervasive attacks on those seeking to freely practice the religion, which, as you know, right now is particularly important.
Gottheimer telling 1010 Winds this is to combat the rise in both anti-Semitism and Islamophobia, with the money to be used for things like fences, surveillance cameras, and security personnel. This word from Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont.
If all goes well, and I monitor this, we should have two-way commuting back on I-95 as early as Monday morning.
Well, as you've been hearing on 1010 Winds, a portion of the highway through Norwalk has been closed in both directions after a tanker truck burst into flames. That was yesterday morning at the Fairfield Avenue overpass during a three-vehicle crash. Incredibly, no one was hurt, but the governor says heat from that fire compromised parts of the bridge. It'll have to be demolished. That work starts tomorrow. Norwalk Public Schools will be closed today to try and help alleviate traffic. The governor is urging companies to let employees in the area work remotely. As always, you want to stay with 1010 Winds for the very latest in traffic and transit every 10 minutes on the ones. The MTA cracking down on toll cheaters as part of their 10th enforcement operation. The MTA says they made 56 arrests, issued more than 1,300 summonses, and seized 193 cars. That was at 7 bridges and tunnels over just 48 hours between April 29th and May 1st. In all, the MTA says that group was responsible for more than $1.2 million in lost revenue. With congestion pricing on the calendar, so are some other big plans.
City DOT figures that once congestion pricing starts, there will be fewer cars and trucks entering the zone below 60th Street. So 37 projects are planned that include expanded bus and bike lanes. And folks like Danny Perlstein of the Riders Alliance are absolutely thrilled. Right now, a crosstown city bus pokes along 34th Street at about 5 miles per hour during rush hour. Perlstein says the improvements should be significant.
Within the Central Business District, we anticipate speed improvements of, you know, something like 20 or 25%. That's what they saw in Stockholm, in Singapore, and in London.
Bus lanes are expected to improve in other boroughs as well, like along Hillside Avenue, Woodhaven Boulevard, and Grand Avenue in Queens. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
A 3-day charity event kicking off today at Eisenhower Park in East Meadow. This is the Friends of Karen's 16th annual walk and run.
Evelyn Anderson gets emotional as she thinks about how far her 22-year-old son has come since he was 1 year old and diagnosed with cancer.
I cry the whole time. Like, I'm just like a babbling It's very emotional, even when you graduate. All these milestones that I never thought. I'm getting upset. I'm sorry.
Anderson has put together hundreds of people to raise $25,000 for Friends of Karen. The organization helps families who have children with life-threatening illnesses. Anderson says her family was greatly helped by the organization.
It's not just financial support. They give emotional, and it makes something that's so hard a little easier.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Another TikTok trend may have claimed a life. We're talking about Senior Assassin, in which high schoolers use water guns to, quote, eliminate their targets. Well, a 16-year-old student at Central Dauphin High School in Pennsylvania collapsed and died at his home last week after surveillance video showed him being chased by other teens. The coroner said Justin Johnson died from complications from sickle cell disease and cardiomyopathy, but his family says those conditions were why he should not have been forced to run. Meantime, there are also reports that Justin had been subjected to racial slurs. Local police say they are investigating. 1010 Win Sports, it was a walk-off win for the Mets while the Yankees saw their offense keep quiet again in Baltimore.
And Susan, will start at Citi Field, where a guy who didn't even start the game wound up being the hero.
Payoff pitch to Lindor. Swinging a liner towards third. Fair ball. Base hit going into the left field corner. Around third, Beatty. He scores the tying run. Bader around third. Giving the plate. There will not be a relay throw. Bader scores. Sliding. Put it in the books.
Howie Rose on WCBS calling Francisco Lindor's second two-run double of the day, which gave the Mets a 7-5 win over the Cubs in 11 innings as they finished with a four-game split. Meantime, the Yanks wound up losing 3 of 4 to the Orioles, who Aaron Boone expects to fight it out with all season.
Really good team, obviously. They can pitch. They're athletic. They got thump. So they're certainly formidable.
And took yesterday's series finale 7-2. Mark Renee, 1010 Win Sports on 92.3 FM.
It's Fun Story Friday.
Fun.
Well, something super fun for all us cat people. This weekend at the Westchester County Center.
Our Westchester Cat Extravaganza.
Yeah, Cat Show Judge Stephen Mazur, founder of Loving Cats Worldwide, who says you're going to see every kind of cat imaginable, from pure breeds to rescued alley cats. And he stresses they are not interested in irresponsible overbreeding.
We promote breeding to a small scale. You know, it's for the benefit of the breed, but we also heavily promote rescues, you know, and that's our kind of our motto. It's all about all cats.
In fact, the SPCA of Westchester is going to be there with adoptables, also Fur 911, Meow Squad, and Rockin' Rescue, among others. Stephen telling 1010 Wins there's a household pet competition and a combo category as well.
All the cats compete on the same level, pedigree and non-pedigree, so these moggies get to go up against the Persians and the main coons in my class, which is really, really cool.
Plus, plenty of cat tchotchkes, of course, to buy. This is tomorrow and Sunday at the Westchester County Center. Hear my full interview and get the link for tickets in the pet section at 1010wins.com. Walking the dog? Well, there are some new shoes for that.
Walking the dog.
Rover and Zappos have launched the first ever Rover-approved dog walking shoe shop. The shoe styles are based on the type of dog walker you think you are. So names like Woke Up, Ready to Roll, 10K Steps a Day, and Night on the Town. They're also doing a giveaway on Instagram where you can win a $250 Zappos gift card. And every comment that tags a friend will prompt a $5 donation to Best Friends Animal Society. The New York City Department of Homeless Services teaming up with Urban Resource Institute on a first ever pilot program to allow homeless New Yorkers to bring their pet to a city shelter. URI CEO Nathaniel Fields telling 1010 Winds these animals are family members.
And we don't want to break up the family. Often when we do that, pets will have to go to be boarded and sheltered somewhere else. And those outcomes aren't always great, and it's more expensive. We want to be able to learn from our one-year pilot to inform the direction of the city in terms of understanding how big the issue is, how to accommodate safely pets and people in a homeless shelter.
Well, this new program builds on PALS, or People and Animals Living Safely, which for 10 years now has allowed survivors of domestic violence to safely shelter with their pets. The homeless New Yorkers will not only receive services for themselves, but also get pet food, veterinary services, and other assistance for their animal. You can hear my full interview and get info on either seeking services or helping out by making a donation at 1010winds.com.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.